welcome to this art update podcast thing of mine. This is update number 84. I was going to call it disappointment. That's what's in my notes. But actually, now that I've gone through... No, it's not. I don't know what to call it. What should I call it? I'll call it... Work in... No. I'll call it... Oh, you know, stuff. All right. This is update number 84. Yeah, you know, stuff. Yeah, you know, I'm just changing my notes so I don't forget this later on. You know, stuff. Okay. Right. This podcast is designed for, yeah, to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what's going on for me artistically. Sometimes life updates get rolled into that because, you know, sometimes these things just need context. So if you know me, this will probably make more sense and you're welcome here. If you feel like this is a neat way of catching up with me, you know, because otherwise we probably only do it every few years. But, you know, don't feel obliged to listen either. This is just for people who are interested. If you don't know me, don't know how you got here, you're also welcome to listen. Just might not make that much sense. If you're joining now, if this is your first update, you might want to check out updates 1, 2, and 52. That's going to basically bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life for the last couple decades. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole series because it's not recorded in that way. This is not like an episodic thing. If you really want to go get a flavor for it, I would say dip in, dip out, because there's going to be a lot of repetition, particularly week to week. Right, so this week, still doing a lot of paperwork. Updates are sparse, but here goes. This is what I've got. YDG updates. As I've mentioned for the last 2 weeks, the Oblique show video links are up, and they're sent out to patrons and supporters. You can now, if you're not in either of those groups, you can buy the video for a minimum donation of 1,000 yen plus tax at ytg.jp/oblique. And I will put that link in the show notes. If you can't afford it for some reason, just drop me a line. I will hook you up. Other theater stuff, drama festival tomorrow, the Canto Plains Drama Festival. And there's my clock. I was so happy when I got that thing working again, but I forgot what a pain in the ass it was. I always manage to time re-recording, so it goes off in mid-sentence. But I don't have time to redo this, so I'm just going to plow through. Drama Festival tomorrow, the annual Canto Plains Drama Festival. I've been doing this every year since 2008, 2 years off of the pandemic because I couldn't deal with doing it online. Essentially, what it is a bunch of the international schools have this drama festival, and they invite four to eight workshop leaders to come and work with kids from a bunch of the international schools. And they give us about 3 hours to make a 5-minute performance based on a theme. This year it's Crossroads. And I had a great idea, but it's going to require a lot of flashlights and I'm not sure. I have to go really stupid early tomorrow morning and I'm not going to have time to buy them tonight. And I checked in with the school and they don't have any. So I will have to come up with another idea. Anyway, I normally take some photos and I share those online, but they've banned us taking photos this year because of, you know, crazy. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I sound like an old man, but it's become a little bit nuts in terms of not being able to share little bits and pieces of something that I do. And I should add, don't get paid a lot for. This is something I have taken up with not the organizers, but my point person who actually runs the festival, who is in touch with the organizers. The fee for this is 20,000 yen for an entire day. We're there from like before 8 a.m. and we finish up around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we get paid, 20,000 yen for that. So, you know, work out the hourly. It's not great. And I said, you know, it hasn't gone up in almost 20 years, it was 16 years. And maybe they could consider raising the honorarium for that. But yeah. Anyway, went off on a tangent. Can't remember what I was going to say about that. Anyway, Drama Festival tomorrow. I will report on that next week. Nerd Night, just the repeat. Next Friday, September 20th, live stream tickets are pay what you can. available at tokyo.nerdnight.com, NERDNITE.com. Live stream tickets, yeah, they're pay what you can. So they're essentially free if you want to, if you want to have a free ticket, or you can donate. Topics are the Shibuya River and, oh, I've forgotten the other one. It's not rocket propulsion. That's the one that canceled. Can't remember. Anyway, it's pretty fantastic. I did see the slides. I just brain farting. I don't have time to look it up. Photography updates. I am finally posting the camping photos to the newsletter. That's going to happen in the next, hopefully in the next few hours. If not then probably Sunday. If by the time you hear this, they may have come out already. So too late if you haven't joined the mailing list yet, but you can join the mailing list at awolner.com/mailing-list. You should do that because it posts website updates, but then occasionally these secret updates that I can't post publicly on the website because I can't post photos of other people's kids on my website for obvious reasons, but I can sort of share them out privately with the, you know, the handful of people subscribed to the mailing list. All right, the Yesterday Audio Project, which is about the Beatles concert. It's sort of a slice of life in Japan when the Beatles came to tour, and the whatchamacallit, the story is kind of based around the before and after tour, and also there's some student protest stuff involved. So it's written by someone who it's autobiographical. And yeah, Anna, the sound designer and composer, who is amazing, has now got the script for sure. Verified it now. And I will go see the author's house, Keiko's house, and photos that she has from that time period next week. And I'll try to document them. So when I start bringing actors in, I have some visuals for them. And I've reached out to Rob Collins about Beatles type music for the thing, because obviously we can't afford the actual Beatles songs. But having said that, there's no serious work going to happen on this before November. There's just too much YTG stuff, tax related crap to do. So yeah, Be the Audience, just the same update I've been giving for the last few weeks. I've turned off the Be the Audience page completely. It's still accessible if you have the direct link, which you can get if you're a member of the mailing list. But for now, it's just the mailing list sign up page. So if you're interested in supporting my work, join the mailing list and then you'll find out how at some point. And music update, I've decided not to share the track that I mentioned last week. I think it's probably worse than I think it is my instinct on this. So yeah, maybe in 6 months, if I listen to it again, I think it's not crap, I'll share it. But I think by then I will know that it is crap. All right, that's it. I have got to run and make curry for the kid before he comes home. So that's it for me for this week. Talk to you next time. Andrew out.